Pour nous, un temps où votre vote fait noir. Pour nous, un temps pour la poule en l'air. Oh, tu n'as pas.
The Premier of Niue today invited all Niueans living in Auckland, Wellington and Sydney to consider returning home. He encouraged them to do so before family land they abandoned over 30 years ago is lost to them.
If you ignore it for too long, you could also lose some hereditary rights to it. I say to you, step back and consider with objectivity the many reasons to come home. Despite the issues I have described, we are moving forward with faith and hope. Sitting on our collective hands would achieve nothing. I believe, to use an accounting term, that we are a going concern as a nation, and we intend to keep on track.
The call came this morning in an official welcome to the Governor-General Anand Sachinand, who is currently visiting Niue. The visit is the first of three by the Governor-General to what is termed the realm of New Zealand. Those islands are Niue, Tokelau and the Cook Islands. The Governor-General this morning stressed the importance of preserving the island's unique culture, heritage and the arts, and a dance performance by Niue High School showed culture is still very alive and well on Niue today. But both the government of Niue and New Zealand want to ensure the island way, Niue's culture, is preserved for future generations. Niue is determined not to be left behind as the 21st century unfurls before it. The Pacific as a region is confronting the impact of globalisation. Here on Niue, it is common for overseas investors to visit, peddling ideas that so often verge on exploitation. To prosper, Niue wants to encourage ecotourism. Its coastline is unique amongst its Pacific cousins with coral reefs and subterranean pools. It's a diver's paradise here. Inland, most of Niue remains untouched. It is lush and green, and recent ventures here have discovered that Niue's soil is rich and fertile. But today, much of Niue is deserted. Derelict homes line the roadside surrounding Niue's main town of Ulufi. It's a lingering reminder to the exodus where many thousands abandoned island life for the bright city lights of Auckland, Wellington and Sydney. That exodus left Niue, the island, with less than 10% of its original population. And at an official flag-raising ceremony here in Ulufi today, the New Zealand Governor-General indicated New Zealand wishes to reconnect those 20,000 Niueans living or born in New Zealand with the island heritage and with the 1,600 people who currently live on this tiny Pacific island. In 2004, Niue was devastated by Cyclone Heta, and destruction is still in evidence today. There's much to be done here. The island lacks infrastructure and commerce, but there is progress. The Governor-General today visited a nonu farm. Nonu is a vegetable similar in shape to a large yam. Juice is made from this fruit. He also visited Niue Fish Processors Factory. New Zealand's official contingent included Niuean descendants from New Zealand Defence Forces, police, master weavers and experts of Te Reo Māori and the Niuean language. The Niuean language, they say, is a taonga, a treasure, and one that New Zealand is determined to help preserve. Niue is also determined to be a significant part of the wider Pacific region, and its Premier, Young Vivian, today announced its intent to host the 2008 Pacific Islands Forum here on the island. It is a bold move. If Niue is to progress, it needs people to help it reach its potential, irrespective of where they choose to live. This is Selwyn Manning for scoop.co.nz reporting from Niue.